This evening's reading is taken from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, and can be found in page 1017 of the Pew Bibles. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then, no one dared ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Lucy. I'd forgotten when I was up to speak. Appreciate that. Maybe people would have preferred the long silence. I don't know. Friends, talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to get a glass of water and then we'll pray and have a look at Mark chapter 12, those verses. Doesn't Izzy read wonderfully? That was tremendous. And I've not heard a synthesizer. Shall we pray together? Father, as we look at your word together, we pray your spirit would have something for each one of us, and may what your spirit gives bring life and health to our minds, our bodies and spirits. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen. It's kind of like the must-see selfie, or I really have to pass that YouTube clip around. It's what everyone was doing. It's what happened if you were kosher. And I use that word thoughtfully. In Jesus' day, if you were an intelligent kosher Jew, the thing you were doing was talking about the law. It's what gave them a buzz. And they shared all these things about whether this law was better than that law, what the latest take on this particular section of the law was. Doesn't sound very exciting to us, but it's what was happening in Jesus' day. And so when Jesus entered this discussion, he wasn't doing a kind of selfie or looking at his phone. He was actually engaging with culture as it was. He was an edgy chap. He was debating with people that were contemporary and talking about edgy issues. And then there was a moment between them. Yes, of course, this is it. It's about loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And they're all there, your mind, your body, your spirit. And before we think about that a little bit more, and the word love is mentioned there, I want to stress the importance of reminding ourselves of being loved. And so regular members, and I'm very grateful for regular members for not bunking off the evening service just because it's led by young people. How tragic and sad is that? But we're walking through the book of Jude, which talks about, as Sally reminded us last week, being kept in God's love. Or keep yourself, or your responsibility is to keep yourself in God's love. And when we think this evening about loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, it's very important to realize that the love principally comes in this direction from God to us. And so you've been created by God. He loves you just the way you are. He didn't make a mistake in making you with your foibles and your quips, your idiosyncrasies, and everything that makes you, you. And because everyone who has self-awareness, and one of the difficult jobs of parenthood and teachers and just about everyone else is to help people realize that we are not perfect. And what do you do with those imperfections? There's nothing and no one can deal with them. A school can't, a home can't, only God can deal with them. And the beautiful, lovely thing is that God wants to deal with them. Having made you, why would he want to spoil you? He wants to redeem you and cleanse you and love you and care for your failures and foibles and fallenness. He redeems you. That's why Christ died for you and rose again. So when it says God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, that's how it expresses the fact that you're loved. You're made uniquely and created by him. He's redeemed you from everything you might fear in your life. You're fine if you're forgiven by him and you've received that. If you haven't, chances are you won't be fine. And other people will sense that you're not liberated, you're not free, you're holding something back, you're not you. You're carrying on as if you're trapped. You're perhaps looking for someone else to free you. Your husband, your wife, your friend, your internet, your TV, your hobby, your escape, your drink, your drugs, or whatever. Only God can forgive what only God can forgive. He's either done it or he hasn't. But he loves you, so he's done it. And once you're free, lest you're trapped again, he sends his Holy Spirit to enable you to live for him. No wonder Jude says, and no wonder we all need to be reminded, how much God loves us. Keep yourselves in God's love. With all the difficulties there are with mental health today, with all the pressures there are on people's times, with all the complexities that the politicians don't even understand that we are the victims of in our country, even in the countries of Europe today, there is profound uncertainty and people are unsettled. There's only one antidote to that, and it's to be reminded of God's love and how much he cares for us. And before I say any more, if ever you're in any of doubt about that, can I hold that question before you? Do you know that you're deeply and profoundly loved by God? Maybe I should stop each one of you as you leave the church tonight and look you in the eyes and see whether your eyes avoid my eye contact. Do you know that's what you do in police training? If your eyes go one way, it's a pretty sure sign that you're lying. Because I do want you to know how much you're loved by God. Not because I feel I want to tell you, but because God loves you. He's gone to enormous lengths to demonstrate that. And it will show if we're not kept in that love. And so without further ado, back to the passage. For if the challenge is to be remaining in God's love, many people feel, well, I can't try any harder, I can't do anything else, and here I am, I've come to a church service that is talking about loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I'm being asked to take on disciplines and to think about something during Lent. There's a fascinating verse in the scriptures. Does anyone know where in the scriptures it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Does anyone know the famous chapter or book this comes from? We've got Andy, we've got Doris. Anyone else? I think Yolanda was muttering, so does Alison at the back. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and even Sally and Roxanne are nodding. Pardon? 5 and 6, the vicar's got it wrong. It might have been a theme for Holiday Club. A few verses after that, once we say, I want to trust you, I want to be held by you, I want to be loved by you, there's another famous or often neglected verse, and it simply says this, the Lord loves those he disciplines. It's fascinating, and that particular verse is picked up in Hebrews chapter 12. The Lord loves those he disciplines. Why is that? Because to be kept in God's love, we ourselves need to be thoughtful, caring, responsible, and disciplined. Otherwise, we will slip outside that safe, secure love of God and be less than we possibly can be. The we were created to be, the forgiven person we know we should be, and the empowered person many of us have yet to express before a needy and watching world. They just get us. They don't get us filled with the Spirit. It's because we neglect these disciplines in order that we might remain in God's love. The Lord disciplines those he loves. It doesn't say the Lord punishes those he loves. This is not pain. This is not punitive. This is a place to put ourselves where we can be held safe in God's love. And so a wonderful book on all this sort of thing is called The Spirit of the Disciplines. It's not you need to try harder, you need to give up that, you need to focus more, you need to give more attention. It's to recognize the spirit of the fact that God loves you. And this is the best way to be held within God's love. Jeremy, might I have this slightly embarrassing, it's not embarrassing, for Christopher. You might need to take some of the lights down. This is Friday afternoon in the open air at Kent Police College, where after having sat in the open air and a bitter wind for an hour and a half, Ali and I were very proudly presented with our son, who, Christopher, he's the tall one in the middle, who has become a police officer. And whether it was payment for my sins, but I had to listen to a sermon or a talk from a top police officer from Kent or some other important place that had been flown in to address some 10 recruits who had all been formed out on parade, and all the well-wishers that were there, probably about another 200. And what struck me from this sermon or this talk given to the well-wishers of new police officers and to the new recruits was the number of times he mentioned the word safety. We're grateful for these police officers because they keep the people of Kent safe. There is a very real sense in which when we submit and we joyfully give ourselves to discipline, we are kept safe in God's love. It polices us. It polices those things for us. We're kept safe in God's love and held. To say I don't need this, or this is not for me, or this is only for people who are keen, or for only people who aren't really free, they just like doing these things in some sort of punitive way to them. You neglect to remember Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12. The Lord disciplines those he loves. He gives boundaries. He polices us with guidelines as to how we might stay secure and loved within these things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, or strength is the best discipline there is for being held within God's love. Knowing that you're created by him, knowing you're forgiven, knowing you're empowered by him. Please don't worry. If you don't do it, there's no police officer with a truncheon who's 6'4" and could probably lay each of us to the ground going to come along and be on your case. It would just mean you'll go through life being less than you could be. And the Lord will watch on and be sad because he loves those he gives discipline to. So may God bless you during Lent, whatever your activity. May you be reminded daily to keep yourselves within God's love. Amen.